We don't hold my hand. We
left there.
We
still
studying the scriptures.
And they don't
mind up.
Can
I get a
premium?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here.
You got some cards?
Well, I don't
need
a card.
God bless you.
I have my Bible.
But you have to obey it, ma'am. Sorry. Sorry about that. You have to obey it. See, a lot of people read it, but they don't obey it. And the Bible says...
I'm not obeying it.
Whoa.
Because I'm not dressed properly?
You're worldly.
Well, the Bible does say...
Well, my wife can tell you. Since you're a woman.
I'm dressed with too many.
Well, see, I don't like to go to that part.
No, I think I'm very interested like to do because I love my brethren. And I want to hear your opinion.
Well, here.
That I'm worldly, which is probably true.
This is the biblical gospel.
But I used to, you know why? Well, I'm going to say this. Let me say one thing and let my wife talk to you. I know worldliness. You know why? I was the most worldly person. How I dressed, act. I used to be a bodybuilder. I looked in the mirror more than 10 women.
Oh, I don't bodybuild.
No, I'm not saying you do. I'm saying I used to be worldly. And my wife will tell you, talk to you about what it is to be godly and come out of the world. And she'll lead with the gospel.
So God can't be in the world?
Well, no, what we're trying to hear, I've been trying to give you a gospel card. Okay. On here is the gospel. Okay. And if you belong to a religious organization, many of them will tell you they have faith. Okay, even if you don't, we'll just walk through that real quick. So you have faith in Christ, who he was, his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection. He was fully God. You believe that, right?
Do you
Jesus
know,
Christ.
Yeah. Yeshua is my Lord and Savior.
Okay. So then let me walk through the gospel with you.
Actually, are you recording me? So I'm not going to.
No,
be on
I'm not
anything.
Using this okay. video camera. No, this is for safety reasons like that. Man that was chasing after us, we've had people getting really mad. So anyway, if you have that faith, which it looks like you have a faith in him, you must repent, which is a turning of your mind from your ways to God's ways.
I have.
Okay. So if you have, then you've been born again. So you have a testimony of a time period when you've committed yourself to him and your whole life changed.
Yes.
And you fought against your sin.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So if you have the Holy Spirit within you, then you'll obey, right?
I do.
Okay. So you read the scriptures, you obey it.
Yes.
And how long I'm just wondering, how long have you been a Christian?
My whole life.
Well, you can't be one all your whole life. You have to have that born-again experience. You have to, like we were just talking about, you have to repent.
Okay, so that was probably 23 years ago.
Okay, so you repented then, and you changed your life then for the Lord, and he put his Holy Spirit within you.
Yeah.
You became a new creation. You had a new heart and a new mind. You no longer love the world or the things of it. And all this stuff right here is all of the world.
Oh, it's I came time. Through this to bring Christic resonance. I didn't come here. I was riding my bicycle because I love nature and this.
Uh-huh.
That is the world to me.
Oh, no, just driving your bike through here is no big deal. And we're not here just for this.
The world? The
oh no, God created that. That's
okay,
good.
That's what I'm here for.
That's good. We're recreating
I'm
God's
all about
creation.
That.
The world.
I'm Rebecca, by the way.
Oh, and I'm Deb.
Deb.
Yeah.
So that's funny. People call me Deborah sometimes. I don't know why. But.
Oh, okay. So what we call the world and what it would be what Satan has created. The lust of the eyes, the lust
world.
Of flesh, all the sinful things, the government, politics, entertainment, movies, sports. Yeah, okay, great. That's awesome. Okay, so if you're obeying the word, you're going to study the scriptures. And you said you've been born again for 23 years?
Yes.
Can I lovingly share with you, you haven't read 1 Corinthians 11 where a woman covers her head?
Right.
And you haven't read 1 Timothy 2 or 1 Peter 3 where it tells a woman to wear long, loose clothing. And you know why we do that? Genesis 3, God shed blood to cover Adam and Eve in their sin, right?
Yeah.
God clothed mankind. Don't you think that's very important for us today?
It is, but...
And it is in the New Testament. It's not Old Testament. It's in the New Testament.
Can I be forgiven for not...
Oh, you can repent.
My body?
You can absolutely repent. See...
But why... You see, I think the message would reach people's hearts because the message itself is like a seed that grows in people's hearts and souls.
If they're seeking, if God has called them and they're seeking, they're going to like the truth.
They're all seeking and they've been blinded and poisoned.
No, not all souls are seeking. I venture to disagree with that because, no, well, in no, Jesus said few. Did you know that few means puny? Jesus said few. Jesus said narrow. Jesus said many will say, Lord, Lord.
What are you going to achieve then today?
I'm sorry?
What are you going to achieve today?
Preaching the gospel. What I showed you on the gospel card there. preaching the gospel, that's what changes lives. See,
the preaching
of the gospel is foolishness to those who are perishing. So somebody who pushes against the preaching of the gospel, it's foolishness to them. It's not for them. We're here for the sheep.
Those people here are reading the signs and they turn away because
they have a hard heart against God. It's God's word.
Yeah,
friendship
maybe.
With the world is God's enemy. James 4:4. Well, they got to repent of it. I was ensnared in the world. I was the chief sinner. I was a
so
feminist.
Maybe if you could
I repented
signs
when
that
I heard
like
the
that,
gospel.
People would feel more warm
toward
you.
Fear God. That is the beginning of wisdom. That's on the other side of my sign. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
But also then, do we have to help people save them?
I'm sorry?
We have to help people to be saved?
Well, in the book of Jude, it says, contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Jesus said, go preach the gospel. Or does preach the gospel, make disciples? Those are commands for us. There's many commands in there. And
but
can I
love,
I love
your
soul. That's why I'm out here.
Love your brother,
is I'm
love
trying
your
to help
sister.
You understand that you yourself, instead of worrying about everybody else here, let's, because I get to talk to you right now.
Right,
I don't know
right,
if
right,
I'll
right,
be
right.
able to talk to
that's
you again.
That's all fiction.
So for 23 years, you've been born again. And you, so you left man-made religion. Why did you leave that?
Well, it was empty.
No love?
It was deceitful.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Well, the priests and these people, they lie. And
they do?
And they're criminal, and they're cruel, and they want to be powerful. And they're of this world. I mean,
right.
This goes on and on.
You're right.
And
they always seem
like liars to me.
Many of them are. They have a little bit of truth, just enough to bring people in there to scratch their itchy ears, like the Bible says. You know, people like to sit in the pews, hand them their money, and think, okay, I gave God my time, now I'm going to live like the world the rest of my
time,
right?
They bought their repentance. But anyway, we're talking about other people again.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, I was asking you
why
you left.
Well, also, I came from a family that really wasn't a part of organized religion.
That's a good thing, because it wasn't created by
so
God,
I didn't
it was created by man.
As an innocent, a naive child, indoctrinated, I got to think and experience and love and be and find out what is true. So I feel grateful for, as godless as my father was, but my mother loved God and the teachings, but was of the world. She's very confused. So I feel very blessed to have found my way.
And how do we find
I'm
that
not
way?
Following all,
I don't
all
want to zero in on your clothing, your uncovered head, because I don't know what the rest of your life
she
is
wants
like.
A card.
I'm sorry. Would you like a gospel card? Test yourself. Our email's on there. We'd love to hear from you, and we got a website there too. It'll explain why we're out here.
You can talk to her if you want.
Oh well. So I would just encourage you, because you seem to have like experiences
to be
and.
The world, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
It's very lonely without community to be. Not in the world, but in it, of it.
Well, if you have the Holy Spirit within you, you have that peace that surpasses all understanding from Christ that he talks about, right? You can have that. You have to fully submit your will to him, and what that will cost you is your whole entire life, friends, family, career if it is, vanity, whatever it is that you might have. I could list a list of sins a mile long because I repented of them. Doesn't mean I don't struggle with some of them today, because I do. And we were talking about it before. Few true believers are out there, but we know a handful of them that have been come out of the world, the ecclesia, called out once. They're separate. They're holy. I have godly, holy sisters that I fellowship with. We travel around the country. We sold everything we have. We travel around the country to share this warning with people and to encourage them. And I'd like to encourage you, because you were mentioning about changing how we do what we do out here, sharing the truth. You came up to talk to us, right?
I wanted to know what you were about.
Right.
I'm not afraid of what your message is.
That's good.
Why
so we're
I
not
be?
Gonna yeah, exactly. So that's my point. I don't want to change the message for anybody else who's afraid of it, because if they're afraid of it, maybe they're like Pharaoh and they have a hard heart and God could harden it even more. Right? And I was telling you in Revelation, there's gonna be people crying that the rocks fall on them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb.
I feel compassion for their folly. Is that my folly?
I feel compassion for falling. We have a compassion for the lost. That's why we're out here. For the lost people. Oh, absolutely. We want for none to perish, just like God wants for none to perish. We don't want any either, but there's going to be many because of the hard heart.
Should we fear God?
Oh, absolutely. It's the beginning of wisdom. If we don't fear God...
But fear itself is of the world.
No.
Love fear of God.
So if you're saying that, that's in the Bible. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 31 says a woman that fears the Lord...
Didn't the Sadducees and the Pharisees speak about fearing?
I don't know. You'd have to tell me what scripture that was.
Okay.
They made up their own rules.
I know. And the Council of Nicaea rewrote a bunch of stuff.
Well, I don't know about that. Are you saying you don't agree with what the Bible says?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying that the Council of Nicaea was a bunch of corrupt Pharisees and Sadducees who rewrote the book to manipulate people to create churches where then there was all this hierarchy.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about what book they rewrote, but the Word of God that we have today can be traced back to the Scriptures. All you have to do is test it to the Greek and the Hebrew. So the Bible we have today.
The original languages, though.
So now I'm wondering about you. So you said you've been a Christian for 23 years, and now you're questioning what the Bible says. So you sound, can I be honest with you? I love you, but you were talking about how you felt the love and you learned it and experienced it. You kind of sound like you have some new age mindset within you, of the earth, of God within it. You definitely do that. Yeah, you're admitting it?
It's a conversation, and I don't want to upset you, so let me go.
Oh, you're not going to upset me.
But I have... All of what you say is true, and I'm always finding my way because...
Okay, but the only way you're going to find your way is through the Scriptures, the Holy Word of God. Matthew 4:4, we're to follow every word out of the mouth of God, not our feelings, not our thoughts, which is the Bible.
Okay.
And the Bible was written inspired by the Holy Word of God.
The Bible was written by many men and women. I've had books taken out of it, including the book of Esther.
I think you need to go test yourself because now you're questioning the Bible.
And
yes, you are. No, you're questioning the Bible, and the Bible tells me that if somebody's trying to tell me something different of a false gospel that you tried to change, and now you're questioning the Bible, I'm supposed to mark you and avoid you. You got our gospel card on there, our email's on there. Feel free to send me an email. I'm going to go preach the gospel to those who might want to hear it and not argue about it. I love you. I do.
And
this is a loving rebuke. I do. I said, email me. I'm rebuking you because you're challenging the Word of God. And I will, and guess what? I'll take all the time you need. Send me an email. I'm losing a lot of people around here. We're out here to share the truth with people. Test yourself.
It's coming. Turn and repent. Jesus came into the world to save sinners.